And the best way to begin a meditation is to just come into our own energy, drop into our hearts. And the easiest way to do that is to close your eyes and soften your breathing so that you're breathing in and out in a beautiful, slow rhythm. And as you begin to tune in to what's happening internally, focus your attention onto your magnificent heart area, your heart that is the engine of love and compassion that's with you every day of your life, beating with beautiful messages of love for you and everyone around you. This is what we mean by dropping into that core part of you. And it puts you into that place where you are a little more receptive to a message that is coming your way from Kryon, channeled through Lee. And Lee has been channeling these messages of love and hope and beauty and compassion for many decades now. These messages are here to uplift all of us, and I think it's fair to say that we are all ready to receive a message of love and hope and be uplifted. So thank you, Kryon, for being here. Thank you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. You know there are so many that are crying out right now, this year of 2026, and they're saying some interesting things, and one of them is this. Is it normal for me to feel so deeply discouraged and so hopeful at the same time? That would be a dichotomy. What's up with that? This is new. Dear ones, this is probably the best thing I could tell you, the answer to this. And it requires a little bit of backing up, I would say, an explanation of what truly might be happening today that was not happening before. Indeed, this question actually begs an answer that is so hopeful. Let's back up for just a moment and talk about energy in general. You have just come through some very difficult years, and you know that. 24 and 25 have not been the best years for many. My partner says this all the time because his life also reflects what many of you are feeling. This has started to move in 2026. Now, you're barely into it, only a couple of weeks. But dear ones, many of you are already feeling what is coming. And this is what I wish to speak about, because it requires that you understand what is here in energy in 26 that was not in 25? Energy moves slowly, dear ones. In fact, at this moment, I can tell you something that I have alluded to before, that the timing of the shift is slow. How many years did it take to go into that 36-year shift when it started? And the answer is 4 to 6 for you to really feel that there was something going on with the reality that you would experience every single day. Indeed, it was seeming like the planet was becoming darker or harder to live in. Indeed, this is what the ancients predicted as the shift, the precession of the equinox. And you have been here. You have been in it for a very long time. The time window of the shift is is one that would end in 2030. It's only 2026. So people are counting down, when will it be over? When will it be over? Dear ones, it's going to take some years in order for it to subside. And that is what you're feeling. In other words, 2026 is the first year of the end of that shift, the beginning of coming out of it. And all that is measured here in 2026 talks about it. And what I mean by that is, what is the numerology of it? What is the astrology of it? All of these things are pointing to the fact that this year is the beginning of coming out of the shift. Therefore, this year is going to feel like the sun is coming out, you might say. It's going to feel something that is much, much better. Let me describe the kinds of things that might be afoot, you might say, starting especially in this, you might call it the first quarter of 2026. What do you have that you feel is unfinished? What I mean is the things that you could not solve in a life that is becoming more complex for you. Perhaps that happened in 2024 and 5 that simply laid there. Some feel that everything simply slowed down. There was no resolution to things that you feel should have been resolved. In fact, for some of you, you said it actually got worse. So let's address that. The beginning of this year, these first few months, are going to bring the energy of completion and solution and a renewal of the things that have bothered you for the last 2 or 3 years. Be ready for completion of things that have not been completed. Let's call it what it is. They're moving faster to solution. They're becoming unstuck. Get ready for something else. An energy that would promote why you came. Now, what does that mean, Cryon? I'm talking to light workers. You didn't come here to suffer through the old energy all your life. You did that life after life after life before this one. Everyone who's listening to this, believe it or not, selected the shift to come here. What if I told you you're actually specialists, all of you, looking at a time when you could come back to this planet that would be difficult in energy, where a light worker, an old soul, would be the key to the difference? Not a war. Not a specialty that you had something to give to this planet that would solve the... No, it's to hold light during this particular episode in humanity called the shift. That's why he came. And I've told you this before, that you look down at the planet and you said, when can I come in to make the best difference? Well, there we are. That's called the shift. Well, that doesn't really look good. Because this is what the area that was predicted when humanity was going to destroy itself in the 2000s. You got that in Scripture, didn't you? Even Scripture targeted this time as a difficult time. Perhaps some even said the end of the world time. Then when you got the Mayan calendar, that pegged it for many people. See, it's the last calendar. It isn't the last calendar, never was, but that's the way the movie is portrayed it. But it was the end of a cycle, a long cycle, over 5,000 years, and the beginning of another one. What I'm telling you is that all of the signs all along, if you've studied anything that we have been talking about, directly point to coming out of this shift into a renewed consciousness for the planet eventually. And you have been deep into this for a very long time. And so naturally, there is the discouragement. There is why there is so much darkness for you to, you might say, worry about. And you do. And many are. And this is because it simply wasn't getting any better. How many years do you have where things slog to a stop and don't work for you to give up trying? Many had. Many do. It really has been a test of energy for you. All the light workers hanging in there, doing their best, fighting that which is old, old energy on this planet that wanted to rip you backwards, dear ones. That's why we told you long ago, don't watch that which is your media, because it'll only give you the worst of the worst. An old system that says that things that are bad, well, they sell better. Is that where you are, what you're about? And the answer is no. But it's discouraging, very discouraging. Now suddenly we begin the year that is marking coming out of that. You're going to have new intuition to solve the problems that have then been here for the last year or more and gotten worse. What a time it is for the renewal of who you are. Here is a statement. This is the beginning of the energy you came for. This is the beginning of the energy you came for. It's in the field. And that's the second part of this. The consciousness of the planet that is starting to shift and change is already in the field. Old souls, light workers, are equipped to read the field and not even know it. That gives you the intuition that we have discussed before. So many of you are feeling what is in the field, and for the first time in a long time, there is hope. There is light, because the field is starting to reflect something beautiful, something amazing that I told you would happen. Some of the inventions that are coming for humanity, I've discussed on this very show. And all of them change Earth completely. It deals with water and food and power. Inventions that will actually solve major issues on this planet that you never think could be solved. That is in the field. You're starting to feel that. Does that give you hope? And the answer is, oh my, yes. The dichotomy there for is this. You are a product of the old energy on this planet, working against that which has been in the dark all of these years, and that is what we've discussed. Suddenly the light is coming out, you are moving out of the shift into a brand new area, a renewed area of energy and dimensionality, and the tools are starting to line up to give you intuition and the things that you've asked for and solution. And for humanity, perhaps these inventions are coming along in the next years, and you are sensing that. So, dear light worker, it isn't normal to feel discouraged and hopeful at the same time. But the reason you are is because you're coming out of the dark into the light. And you are feeling that. I'd like to say to every single one of you, the best thing you could do is wake up every morning and say, dear spirit, thank you that the sun is coming out on the energy of this planet. Thank you that I'm feeling it. Give me the patience to wait. This is the message, dear one. This is the year for it, dear one. And so it is.